Set City Podcast. I'm Paul, your game master. With me, I have Art, who plays Shinsoku.
Evening, everybody.
Rob, who plays Demon.
Evening, everybody.
Mike, who plays Blastar.
Evening, everybody.
And last but not least, Natalie, who plays Brightform.
Hi.
You ruined it. We had three of them in a row.
What?
Everybody?
No. Hi.
Yeah, you should hear the bloopers on that one, son of a bitch.
I don't even know if you could hear me. I said it so quietly.
Oh, no, you definitely could. I watched it peak. All right, so it has been a hot minute since we played, so if we miss...
About
a
month forever.
Maybe more than that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so if we miss a little detail or something, we're human.
I mean, Rob's not, but that's another story.
Yep.
So I'm going to do a brief... actually, Art has notes. Art's going to do a brief recap.
We went...
Are you Art?
He is now.
I'm off of memory.
He is now.
Swap.
Is your name up?
So, we managed to make it to Atlantis.
Yay!
Yay. And immediately got...
Puzzled?
We got into a room and then we met the head bad guy and we might be in trouble.
I think he skipped a couple puzzles.
There was a...
Also,
you
just met him. You didn't get to talk to him.
He said
some stuff.
Yeah,
and got into threatening. We just kind of.
Yeah, he said welcome to Atlantis.
Weren't they not able to see because of the true sight? Because they didn't break the illusion.
No, he came out of the illusion.
Okay,
but the illusion is still up to make it look like a desolate thing.
Yeah, but he broke or saw through it.
Yeah, I think.
No, I could have sworn I was
you
the only
are true
one.
Sight. Yeah. I have a plus whatever to
intelligence save.
Plus 12 to perception.
It was an int save to see. But either way, so I do remember where I'm at, and if there's a small retcon, I have a more interesting story to tell because of it.
Can I just say that I didn't go so far? Did I roll something?
No. Yes, you rolled an int save and didn't do very well. Though you did get plus like 12. So mm-hmm. No, she did see it because the plus 12 to her. I think everyone but all but one person made that save because it was art because he rolled for shit.
But you still gave it to him because of the sword.
And the sword let you pierce it. So everyone did see through the illusion. So it's useless.
Okay. Yeah, and the only reminder that from the last time is that the KK was the daughter of the leader.
Correct.
Not, like we said.
Yes, it's in my notes. I have it right here.
And we did forget to mention we brought a friend with.
Ricochet.
Mm-hmm. At least that's what I keep. He just adopted that.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't recognize that name for him.
I don't have anything else written about him down, so his name is Ricochet now, unless we remember what it is. Well, I remember he's a bad motherfucker.
He has momentum powers, and you said he would trivialize their fight.
This section. So this man is, he's 8 feet tall, 4 feet wide, and he literally walks on air. First thing we're going to do is everyone's going to roll a d20 for me. Make me a wisdom check. It's memory. Yes, wisdom is memory. Wisdom. Not a save, just ability.
10.
Okay.
11 plus 2 for 13.
15 plus 5?
20.
10 plus 1?
Oh. Well, so the person who rolled highest got exactly what you needed. This guy gives off a vibe of someone you met once, or you maybe saw a picture, was in the Twilight Realm. The tall, red-bearded proprietor of the Green Dragon Inn. There was a painting.
Poster.
And you never met him, but you look at him and he just gives... It's not the same guy.
There's enough filial resemblance.
Not familial, just a similar vibe. Like,
okay.
We met the Riverside City version of Redbeard.
Oh yeah, you met Red Ox at a microbrewery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
the whole
a similar vibe. They're not necessarily just like weirdly like they seem similar, even if there is no
this, but okay.
What I think we talked about it. I don't know if we actually
talked
did
about it,
it
but
mm-hmm.
we never
on pod. But we did talk about you guys going probably off mic, like I said, so. And you look around and you see, and because you all pierce the illusion, you see that there is ringing this kill box. There's 100 people up on top, in two tiers. There's 100 mages and 100 archers, or not archers. They're holding some kind of energy blaster. Most of them, some are archers, which is kind of weird for like a magically advanced society. But exactly,
you've
like,
seen Hawkeye.
Yeah, and you look at him. Tomorrow's with you, correct? Or did she not come with
I think
you?
It was. She's just the five of us.
It was just a...
Plus... Oh, yeah.
Four of us plus...
And Ricochet looks at him and says, holy shit. Did I give this... Did I not do it? Okay.
Is Ricochet in our mind?
Yes. He wants to be.
Yeah, you added him.
So this guy looks like Red Ox, no?
Ricochet.
No.
The leader guy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying to the party.
Wild man, red hair, big old red beard, 8 feet tall, 4 feet wide.
Okay.
He was a mountain. He looks at you, he looks down, he says, Angelo Godslayer. And the man says, Angelo? And the person who is related to KK looks and says, all right. So the KK's relative says, Angelo? And the old man says, JJ? And they like rush forward and hug, and there's like a sonic boom as they slap together. And he says, how are you not, you hear rapid fire things like, how are you not dead? Where have you been? You know, what's going on? And then it is just like two best friends just like having rapid fire conversation that doesn't make sense to anybody else.
Right.
Yes, now? You can roll insight to try and interpret what's going on, if you'd like. Or you can wait for them to explain. But you can roll.
I was gonna pull like a Timon because I'm smaller than them and just go, What the heck is going on here?
Do you wanna do that? You can do that.
19 plus 7 for 26.
Okay.
19 plus 10 for 29.
Okay. And by the way, with your emotional view, pure joy.
Okay.
A little bit of confusion.
On both sides?
Sorry. Bathroom.
That's definitely.
We're in
Atlantis. Emotional view, pure joy, and a little bit of confusion on both sides.
Okay.
Since I am a social person in the game, not in real life, because I would do this in real life, but I don't know if socially someone like her would do that. Would she do this? Because she is a social person.
If she wants to do that, she's got enough courage when she could pull it off and not get smacked.
But would she be like, maybe now is not the time? You know how social people are like...
Social intelligence?
Yes. I have zero social intelligence.
You think you probably give them a minute.
Okay.
All right, so...
Who else rolled for insight?
I did.
Okay.
I have 15 plus 11 is...
Hey.
I rolled 18.
I feel less important with my good roll.
So I got 23. 26. I got 23. 29. So you still beat me.
And 23.
Yeah.
The low number is a 23. Okay. The low person, which gets almost all the information, realizes these people know each other.
No.
Wonderful.
Not like know of each other, but like
know each other.
But and also it but the reaction isn't like, oh, it's been, you know, it's been 100 years since I've seen you. It's like you react when your friend like went away for a year or two, which doesn't track with what you've been told at all.
Though they age significantly slower, if at all.
You know the Atlanteans do, they age slower. About 5 times slower.
Yeah, Angelo's been hovering in his meditation 100-some years, yeah.
He should be dead. Everyone he knows should be dead, except maybe one or two elders. It doesn't make any sense. What you're going to interpret from their conversation, all of you, because except for Ned, all of you effectively, because you're working together, it's only been 5 years. And you hear him say, you've been gone for 5 years. You hear Angela, you hear JJ say, JJ, the father of KK? No, his name is Marcus. Marcus Splendor. He says, Marcus, Angelo? Very confusing. So, what you're going to...
It's been 5 years.
Correct. It makes no sense at all. It's been 800 or 900 years, right? The math doesn't...
Unless he was also in some sort of hibernating.
So, what...
Does Angelo...
Absolutely. He's like, you guys told him what year it was. He checked the outside of the world. He's like, yep, no way that happened in a little bit of time. So what you're going to find out, and what they're going to explain, because
going to talk to yourself.
Yeah, minutes. I don't need that. is it has only been 5 years since the ship left
to them.
About 4 days ago. Less than 2 days. So it'd be three days ago.
So when we powered up the ship, that's when they woke.
No.
Or yes. Something.
No. When we pulled the engine out of the pocket dimension that cued something.
You're on the right track, but no. They'll explain what I say next on me. So 2 days after the ship left, a black crack. The day the ship left, there was a huge magical pulse, right? And then it was all weird. Like magic didn't work properly for a while. And then 2 days after, a black, like, streak of, like, what they could only describe as blood, shot through the sky and slammed down into the Terra Sancta's headquarters, which they'll explain is the larger faction that are more militaristic, and that, you know, they've been on high alert since then, and that they've lost thousands in 3 days because the Terra Sancta has been attacking them nonstop since it happened. And I need an Arcana, and I can explain exactly what happened. Because there's enough magical brain power going on here that you guys have more contact.
7 plus 7.
You're not going to make it.
Yeah. Well, I'm not the, yes, I'm a caster, but I'm not. I'm
I
not
rolled a natural one for, what do I believe
is you happening? You're pretty sure there's some kind of genie in. You're almost sure. Okay.
Guys, it's a genie.
I got a 16 plus 17.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go.
I'll keep my 3 then.
No, I'm sure that it's a genie.
All right, so Art, you are sure it's not a genie?
Yeah, it's not a genie.
But you're also I'm going to tell you exactly what happened because you rolled above 30, which was my number. What happened is there was a temporal distortion when the ship left. It essentially the engine was theoretical. And it fucked it up. It actually made a time pocket.
That's the heart of gold.
Sort of.
Where the time pocket slowed down. It essentially slowed down time to 1,000th of a percent. Or way less. It was an hour per 200 years. Or no, sorry. It was an hour per 200 years. And then
So every 200 years is an hour of their time.
Yes. Or something very close. What it amounts to is 3 days ago, Sanguine found Atlantis and used magic to crack in, which broke the time bubble.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
And then you guys coming in essentially fixed the magic because you used the proper entrance, which allowed magic to flood in because that's what it's designed to. It's an airlock. You opened the airlock and you didn't close it, which is good. They needed magic here. They needed more controlled magic rather than the old raw magic. So
they're still sitting there talking and we're like...
I go...
Do I pop this? Do I activate my new ability?
No. Not yet.
I don't know what I mean. Maybe it's all inside, or maybe we're all inside the genie bottle. We don't know.
But yeah, you see, yeah, you're like, oh shit. Which means Sanguine has forces. Yes. Or he has impulse.
He has impulse. He has
impulse. It's a 60-foot. I'm not going to hit anybody if I do it right.
Well, be ready to.
We
got to make sure he is good.
All right.
I realize now that I need absolutely about a third of the notes I wrote, but that is way better of a story than that. Like, dramatically better. This can go fuck off.
Afterwards, you should tell us what the other notes.
Yeah, I'm just gonna highlight it for myself so that I remember it exists.
I really almost just like looked at your screen like a dum-dum. I'm not going to.
All right. So
I'm not going to.
But yeah, so but Marcus is just hugging his best. What you find out is his best friend, Angelo, and he's just so happy to have him back because he's been in prison.
So we found the
resistance.
Looking for.
Good.
So, and so he's going to pull you guys aside.
No popping invincible.
Yeah. So, the Marcus is going to wave. And so, it says, oh, everybody stand down. It's Angelo and his companions. I'm going to call them companions. Yeah, everyone back up. It's we're good. And you know, all the guards go like, rawr, rawr, and they turn around, and then they turn around and they face out. And they didn't like, it's move. 200 people defending a 50 foot by 50 foot box.
Oh, 50 foot box. So a 60 foot radius will hit everybody?
Yes.
Cool. I pulse.
one. On the corner.
I will tell Angelo I need to speak with that one before they leave.
Did Angelo knows about your pulse ability, right? You told him? Yeah, you told him about...
I think we've looped him in with everything.
Angel,
we've been
Angel
talking
says,
with him for
which one?
Point, yeah. Well, indicate him. You know.
He pulls a ball bearing off the ground.
Oh god!
makes a fist, and you see his hands start to shake.
Oh crap!
And then he just beep. Releases it like a flicking of a pea, you know. And you watch that person just caterwaul off the wall with no head.
All right. Hard to talk to him without a head. All right, that works.
And then you see a demon explode out of the thing's body, which immediately gets blasted to shit. Absolutely obliterated by 25 mages on that corner.
Well,
and then you hear, squad four, squad four, reinforcements, reinforcements, and like another one comes out of the fucking basement. Another archer. Also, you didn't get any more pulses anywhere below you.
Okay.
Which you're going to learn out their bases, this 50-foot box.
Okay.
You guys came out of like a weird tunnel portal thing under the water.
Yeah.
So Marcus takes you into what you figure out is probably his quarters, but it's cramped for the five of you, the six of you. Yeah. He's a mountain, and yeah. Angelo's tiny, but still.
There's six people in this one
12-foot by, like, 15-foot room. It's not a big room. Like, then there's, like, a couch you could sit on so three people can, like, not eat up space. And so he leans against like a desk that is full of paperwork. Marcus does and says, "So Angelo tells me that it's been 800 years outside."
No,
A lot longer than that.
What do you mean? And then Angelo's like, "Yeah, it's been a long time, bro." And he's like, "Oh, okay. So what happened? Do anyone here? Are there any brainiacs in this group?"
Yes.
Raising hand.
Lower her hand.
and then you can't lower her hand.
Tickle her. I'll get her to lower it.
That's about it, yeah.
Just watch the recoil.
No, you just are lying.
So, as Shinsoku raises his arm and goes, you explain what happened.
Yeah.
And he goes, "So, Terra Sancta were already terrorists. They're domestic terrorists who took over from the rightful government. That's what happened."
Okay.
So, you're telling me that there's a very powerful, very old vampire.
Yes.
Running the show, or in charge now? Or at least
influencing
them? He's influencing a lot of things around the planet.
Is it more specifically Zaphae? Anyone that's part of Zaphae?
Good to know. Okay, or Scuthiel, whatever the original.
Yeah.
He goes by Zaphiel, now he was Scuthiel, but I digress.
I'm still trained.
Seeing that, he says, pick a language?
No, I'm saying that it will translate.
But it's like an Atlantean thing to like, do you speak what I'm, understand my language?
Ha!
Got it. Pulse. Picks up English. It's actually like an Atlantean, like, once a day power. Just as a race, because they want to be able to talk to everybody.
Is it like the hell that I learned?
Yes, it is that spell, once a day.
Okay.
But it doesn't have any combat applications, so who cares? It's like daylight once a day. You know? All it does is cancel darkness. So, what he's going to say is, so there's a scenario. In the last 5 days, which 1900 fucking years, the population of Atlantis has dropped dramatically. We had probably 200,000 before that. There are 90,000 people who've died in the last. They went through the population and wiped out everybody. Like 8,000 people or 80,000 people in 2 days. We defended all we could, but there's only 3,500 of us, and they're all in our stronghold. They've taken over the rest of Atlantis.
So we'll take it back. Or do we escape?
There's 6,500 of them and 3,500 of us. Okay, to be clear, we have Angelo back. That has, let's just not say has balanced the scales, but we now have a snowball. Now we now have, it is no longer a snowball's chance in hell, more like an ice ball's.
Then let's just get hell to freeze over.
Got a question for you.
Wait, have an answer.
The other political prisoners on the ship that Angelo was on, freedom fighters?
All freedom fighters. Or political dissidents. Against the militaristic regime.
Do you have any medical personnel that can go revive them?
No. That was the first thing they hit. They hit the hospital. Wait,
what did you do?
Yeah.
That's exactly the thought going through. Yeah. I'm like, oh yeah.
Not part of that yet.
Geneva? Yeah.
So, you know what that means?
Oh, wait. We can still be held responsible for war crimes.
Yes.
If they don't believe in it, doesn't mean that we don't.
It doesn't matter.
I'm basically out of character.
We work for the FSA, so we will still be held accountable.
Your body cam's blinks once. Like,
thanks, Jen.
Jen has signal down here?
No, but she has the local upload on your phone.
Yeah.
She's recording. She's not really super useful, but she can monitor your cameras for you if you want.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you're going to go to sleep, your camera's monitoring. All
right.
And you hear, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up.
Still monitoring when I sleep. Yes.
So, Marcus is going to kind of set you guys aside and say, all right, you probably understand this. But I'm going to give you a... What was that?
Hang on, I just remembered, didn't we take the ship back to...
The ship is in Riverside City.
Riverside City, and we revived everybody.
Yes, we were sending them to a specialized colony.
Yeah, the wall.
The sideways wall ecology.
But it would take. But to get that many people here would take...
Where is here exactly?
You're not sure.
Plains, not your Horizon Walker?
You are a Horizon Walker.
And we went through a portal.
Roll me a straight wisdom check.
Advantage?
No. You get to do it all.
Can I give him advantage if I can tap into the water in the area?
And your teleport power set?
Are we enlightened?
Okay, you roll your teleport power check, and if you break a 20, you're going to get to aid. You're going to aid him.
Remember your proficiency. You get a minimum of 10 on it.
He makes it.
Without rolling the die. Okay. But so you can I got a roll. I rolled 11.
So it's 26. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He can aid you.
So you both roll a die.
So roll a die. What you get? I don't know how many luckies I used in the previous thing. I don't think I used any.
You didn't. There was no fighting.
There was no fighting, yeah.
You might have used one, but I'm not going to hold it.
Roll again. It's lucky. I roll all.
Correct.
That's an 8 this time.
I did much better.
A 14.
19. With a 19, you know that you figured out that Atlantis is in the Bermuda Triangle.
That's okay. Because what I would have predicted, but...
But you are...
Is this what Oceanus would investigate?
You're not But here's the problem. You're not underwater. You're about 40,000 feet up.
Called it.
So no matter how much they plumb the depths, they're never going to find it. Because it is a temporal bubble suspended in the air. Which is now just a magical bubble. Because it was...
Well, that explains why things had a tendency to vanish in the area.
Oh, yeah.
You're flying through and you don't see it until...
And as you look, you see... you guys know what to look for. You see little, like... It looks like the nose cone of a plane sticking in through the top, but nothing. That's all you see.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were to measure it, it's going at a thousandth of an inch per hour. Like it's no time. Eventually, the shit will crash in.
Mm-hmm.
In 10 years, 50 years, 100 years, you know. But or once you let that part of the bubble.
So part of the brain is going to figure out how I can rescue anything that has hit the bubble.
Yeah, the people, because they're probably.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like save a bunch of people's lives. Did that happen today? Son of a bitch! All right, we can deal with it. So he looks at you and he looks at Daemon and says, "Ethereal or Boreal? I'm getting both."
Both.
All right. Weird. All right. Yes. All right. So just for the rest of the people in the room, Angelo, you never paid attention in school, so you probably need a refresher anyway. You got the four Celestials, Ethereal, or the Hunters and Warriors. You know,
they know that one.
Yeah. You got one of those. You knew that. Boreal was the scholars and the knowledge based people.
Know that.
We also have that.
The nerds.
You got, know that one.
You got Scuthiel / Zaphiel. He changed his name. Apparently, he changed his name because we tried calling the few followers that are left that, and they didn't respond. Then they used to be in charge of defending the city. And then we've got Hastiel, which is the Mage Corps. Hastiel. Very, very. Think. This is him talking, not me. Ballistas and things like that. Heavy siege weaponry.
I like this one.
Very, very much.
Sounds
so,
my speed.
In modern day terms, they're the artillery.
Hi.
you would choose Hastiel in a second.
That's our artillery.
She's the muscle.
No, she's of those. The one she fits better. The one she fits best is actually Scuthia. If he hadn't been a complete asshole.
So all ethereal. Four of us fit one of each.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Wait, which one do I fit?
Ethereal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So. I'm so joking.
And he's going to say, all right, so when Scuthiel fell, we felt the change. And it was a couple days ago, which we now know is many, many moons ago. And almost, there are no more followers of Scuthiel among us. They've all joined the others. Then again, it was 3 days, so. You know, there's probably one or two, but I haven't found them. They're probably hiding. Because not everyone's super devout, so they may not have been warped as bad.
They're also probably scared of what people are going to do when they find out that they're with the
betrayer.
Turncoat.
Yeah, we've taken to calling him the betrayer because of what the spirits in our heads have been telling us. So, the current breakdown of who we have access to, just so you're aware of what kind of forces we're dealing with, we have 500 ethereal followers and 3,000... Hastiel.
Zero Boreal?
They were all in the libraries that got...
Libraries and hospitals.
Oh, fucking nerds.
there may be some hidden? I know there's some pretty powerful mages among them.
I hate to say it. That's where I would start, because you get rid of the people who have the smart guys, the followers, yeah. And the military have a tendency to fall onto basic patterns.
Like I said, they're very smart and very powerful. So there's a chance some of them are alive. You'd have to hunt them. You'd have to find them.
Yeah.
I don't have a means to do that. And especially with the amount of with how many attacks. And as you talk, you hear combat. And he says, it's probably just a skirmish.
I got a question. Yes. With the Atlantans and my mark that senses, is it stronger with actual
Atlantans? Chosen? No, it's not. It's weaker, actually. Because they're not blooded. It's a choice. They're imprinted, not blooded. You guys are blooded and imprinted. It's like you're a 1-2 punch. It's a weaker effect. It'd be half range.
I know when you originally described that they're
half range of touch.
Oh, well, for the one. But yeah.
No, for two of them is touch. One of them is like a 10-foot, 30-foot range or something.
Yeah, so yeah, it's like 5-foot, 15-foot. It's much shorter because they're not, it isn't the same.
Well, yep. That one won't be going off because that's Boreal.
Oh, well, no, that's the one you need, you're really hoping you find.
But when we originally met the Atlantean, and you...
it did pop. Okay, never mind.
And their tattoos were more powerful.
They are more powerful because they're imprinted versus being part of the blood. Their tattoos are more powerful because it's not being infused into their blood. And that's why they're bigger and they're more, but they're not painful because it's not part of them coming out and hurting them. Essentially, it's not having to carve new channels through their body because it does it all exterior, all in the exterior.
Okay.
So... yes.
So with this revelation that, you know, the four whatever, and then there's the four of us, we end up with one of them, is there a chance you could get the blessing of said celestial? I mean, yes, but having the...
I don't want to talk to his head.
No, you're having it.
I have to anyways, but, you know, I'm just saying, it'd be an interesting thing.
The Celestials haven't accepted a new follower in 4 days.
And I don't know how I feel about meeting the one.
Good feel.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know why. And hey, what's your...
Well, this was just Mike asking...
You got any guesses of why?
Paul.
Yeah.
Like, would that be a thing?
It could be, yeah. And the blessing, it would be essentially, you'd be given a boon.
There's a, you know, each of us lines up perfectly with one of them, and it just happened to work that way.
It would be a boon of some of some sort. But you're going to need to solve the Atlantean problem before that happens.
Yeah.
So I asked both Ethereal and Boreal in my head, what's going on?
Can I try reaching him?
The Celestials are silent. There's no noise. There's no voice. There are no voices in Devon's head. And you realize you haven't heard them since you exited the tunnel.
Gosh.
Is him still there? Their effect?
Like, yeah, it's like they left a carapace over top of it, like, to protect.
Yeah, they...
You can see the lattice of protection.
I could sit there and just knock on the door if I wanted to.
And it'd be like slamming your fist into a solid steel plate.
I'm just looking for the echo noise.
Nobody's home.
Yes, I know. It's
speak for yourself.
It's empty.
Hey,
it's Rob. I can pick on it.
But yeah, so that's and you realize now that you kind of subconscious or Demon kind of subconscious checks in with them every once in a while, and he hasn't felt the need to.
He's mentally sitting there with a pair of sock puppets pretending that they're them. He's just talking to himself.
No. But usually, like it's like every like half hour or so, he's like, you see that.
Did I say that right?
Am I thinking about that correctly? But the only thing you get a tingle out of is your sword.
Because the sword...
has a fragment of the real ethereal. And when you touch it, you hear bloody murder screams of pain.
Okay, we need a song.
And it's totally unintelligible. You try and talk to him, and it's just...
Like, can you do a calm emotion sword?
Can I do that to the sword?
Can I reach through him with the sword?
So when he touches it, the sword lights up with emotions. It is agony.
Reach into there with surgery and find the mind at the core. You know, the core.
You can try.
I've done some seriously awesome shit with psychic surgery.
You can
surgery.
Try that, Natalie. If you want to try calm emotions, you can.
That was Rob's idea, mm-hmm. And I will do that.
Okay,
it could help get him in.
So the calm emotion, it doesn't. The duration says like a minute or something like that, right?
Cast.
At duration.
Duration, concentration.
It's not going to last that long. You've got one act.
Okay, we will do it. Can I bring him?
Honestly, you could bring everyone in the room along with you if you want.
Except for
if
me.
If you want to, yeah, you could. Okay. Doesn't matter.
I do inform the current room of what's going on now about the
intense agony.
Anybody that wants to go with. More specifically, telling Marcus that I have the Blade of Ethereal.
It's been lost for a long time.
Yeah, I kind of liberated it from, you know, that evil guy that's been, yeah, from his realm.
It's been long gone for thousands of years for us, so.
Yeah, he found it.
He isn't that old.
I'm saying Marcus, that he could found
it. A follower of Ethereal or Hestia?
Pulls out, he's got a, he's he shucks his shirt.
This is all speed of thought, yeah, because
it's ethereal tattoos in covering his entire
Angelo
body.
Also ethereal.
Yes, he would.
Cool. We're all going in.
Marcus says, "I'll watch the door. I don't want anyone. I don't want anyone interfering."
Well, don't worry. This should only take a second.
Actually, no. Angelo says he'll watch the door.
Okay.
I'll stay out because my character wouldn't.
Okay.
Without the concentration.
I wanted to give you the eye.
Okay. And then Shinsoku, if you wanted to. Shinsoku, obviously, you're welcome to join us too. So
I'll come in.
All right.
I have 3 inspirations.
Yep. Oh,
did I make a mistake not going in?
No.
Yep.
Oh, he Bardic. Just said, yeah.
Hey, before we go in, Bardic Inspiration.
I'm going to Bardic Inspiration him. I'm going to go Bardic Inspiration him and him.
You got 10 of them. Dumb.
Why not?
You get inspiration. Inspiration die. 6, 10, it's 8, D8. 10.
It's
yeah.
D8 now.
D10?
D8 now.
All right. D10. So the first is psychic surgery to get in.
Correct. You're going to roll this at disadvantage. No, then the calm emotions negated that.
Yep.
Roll it at flat.
Ha ha!
That D8, Mikkel. That is an 8 plus 10 without the D8, so I don't think that's going to be enough. Oh, I can use a sorcery to roll that.
Yep. It is a skill. It doesn't work on saving those, just on skills.
Do I think casting protection from evil and good onto the sword might...
Horrifically bad idea.
Oh, okay.
Let's re-roll this.
Can I just say protection from evil?
You're smart enough to do that.
16 plus 10.
There you
26.
Go. 25.
Without rolling the bar.
25 was the moderate good option.
So if I were to break 30, that'd be better?
Perfect. There's no point.
There's no other bone.
Okay. So everyone's going to take...
You and me?
Some everyone
going in.
Everyone going in is going to take... Is that 1, 2?
1, 2, 3, 4.
7, 10. Take 20 points of psychic damage.
Am I not resisting this because this is my own...
It's inside your brain. Yeah.
I mean, I got resistance to psychic, but it's fine.
It's your own thing.
20?
20 points of psychic damage. Ricochet has a whack of hit point. I'm going to worry about it. Well, actually, can someone keep track of the subtraction?
Sure.
Ricochet. So... You guys pop in.
Ricochet is watching the
door. Oh, no, it's Marcus. Oh, Marcus is walking the door. No, yeah, you're right. Marcus came with you, so yeah. Marcus has even more HP. So, come inside, and you are in a literal hellscape. It is not what you expected going in. Now, I was hoping you would go, this is the session.
Okay, then I'll go on.
Okay, we're going to recon.
We're going to recon it.
Take your 20 points. So, you arrive in a hellscape. There are lava geysers and desolate rocks and mountains, and the sky is red, and you see flames licking over the mountain.
Dracula is affecting this. The sword is weapon. He's some sort of
in this area, which is affecting the sword because of
and
ethereal.
Marcus is clutching his chest as the tattoos on him burn.
So it's been one round since?
Yeah.
We just got...
And by the way, time has passed. You somehow inherently know that.
Okay,
it's not,
we need to hurry.
It's
we
not instantaneous.
I heal it.
6.
Actually, yeah, it's on the sword? No healing.
Oh!
Does he go back to what he normally looks like?
Yeah, all the sword's effects are nullified in here.
Okay.
Because you're inside the sword.
You're like...
He looks normal again.
His glowing, his luxurious hair. It's gone.
And so is wait. Oh, shit.
Bowl. And you try and draw the sword, and it weighs a ton.
I leave it cheap.
Okay. You touch it? Do you touch it or no?
Yes. Just checking on it.
Yeah. As you touch it, you're going to take 3 fire damage.
No, just me.
As it glows red hot, but you feel a pulse of energy from about 4 or 5 miles north.
Okay, we need to hurry. Everybody hold on to the Bright Force.
I still have flying! Yeah,
yes, but you don't have the speed that you did.
I know. I can still fly, though, because of the Celestial Power Set.
Yeah.
Bright Force Express.
You have to go back to how you used to be held, just letting
Fetal
you know.
Fetal stance!
Football!
Yes,
I know.
Marcus looks at you funny and like you see his boots start to glow. I'm good.
She's fast.
Me too. And he just yeets himself like 1,000 feet. Like,
wait, take one.
Oh, he's like, oh. He jumps back, grabs. Your name was Shinsoku? You mind if I give you a ride?
Nope.
He taps you on the back and you have the same jumping powers he does.
Well.
I made my mistake. I will live with this.
And just he's like, all right, if you leave 10 feet from me, you will it will fall off.
I can stop.
So he just we're gonna jump together. He puts his hand on your back, and you just rocket forward. You're like, this is amazing. It doesn't hurt. There's no air. There's no wind rushing. It's like a shield of magic protecting you.
And then it cuts back to.
And Damon's like, I'm not that fast anymore.
I miss my wings.
So at a certain point, you're like, do I ask them for a ride or not? Or would I die first?
Cunning action. Exodistance. Cunning action.
It just doesn't equate. Yeah. Are you gonna ask Right Force for a lift? Because she can just tug you along.
I'll take the tug.
Yeah. Here's a rope.
15 strength, please hold it.
you just tie a harness and, you know. So you're leaping.
I'm so sorry.
And
you got the short end of the stick.
It was my fucking idea.
So I'm gonna need 3 saving throws. We're gonna do first a strength saving
throw. I'm good at those.
It is a blast of rate of
no.
Everybody.
Okay.
So what it's gonna amount to is you're going to roll one of each of those 3 saving throws. And then I'm going to roll a D3 and find out which one did. But at least one of each. So I'm just going to do one of each.
Which one's strength?
Strength saving throw.
Just that?
So, yeah.
We're with Natalie.
I get her plus 10. You're being hauled by a rogue, so... What's your bonus?
10.
My bonus for...
So I get a plus 10 to my strength saving throw. So yeah, it's
10. So not... Oh, yeah.
No, I got the cloak.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
My saving throw is plus 21. With 19.
She got 30?
I got 30. No, I got 40.
Plus 20.
So I can use that Bardic 40. Inspiration on the save, right?
Yeah. You already used it, though.
No, I didn't.
No.
I used my sorcery point.
I was going to say, should I give someone its enhance ability?
That wouldn't help for this ability. All right, let's go around the table. Natalie, you have a 40?
40.
You can shield one of your compatriots if you... With a roll that high.
Well, let's go around the table, see what everybody else rolled.
Okay.
Shinsoku?
Am I close enough to Natalie?
No.
Oh, you're next to Marcus.
Roll for Marcus and add 14.
Oh, you got so lucky. You're like right under me. You should be fine.
29 for total.
What you get? Okay.
He's a big enough meat wall. He blocks the storm of jagged embers and rocks.
Yeah, because I rolled a 5.
What? Yeah. you're like, thank God I jumped with this guy. All right.
So I'm riding. Am I in range of Natalie? Because if I am, it'd be an 18.
No,
I had imagined him. He's on my back, and
you had him on your back, and you're not roped.
You're not roped.
You what?
I'm as close as I can without being crushed by the sudden stop at the end.
So you need to be attached to her, otherwise you would slap it. So you
are on my back.
So 18 is not
making
sense.
Yeah.
What'd you get?
So I got a 10 from her. A 0 from my own, a 2 from the from the Bardic Inspiration, and a 6 on my die, so 18.
So hey, we tied.
So you both failed. Which, yes. Who would you like to protect?
Would it be
Damon?
Yeah. The guy that doesn't take half damage from almost everything.
I'm so sorry.
And has tons and tons of hit
points. No, I figure she just is using me as a shield. That's why she didn't take any. She was kind of like blocking it.
Oh, sorry.
Me.
Sorry, I thought you were my shield.
Oh, how much damage am I taking here?
Oh, no.
not that bad. 25 points of fire damage.
So,
yeah. Yep. 12.
12.
Always run down. All right. So, as you guys are leapfrogging this entire hellscape, you see monsters down below, demons, shit like that, and you're just like, nope. Nope. All right. So the next one is going to be the dex save. This is a storm of blades that were shot up from below. The other one was a storm of embers and shit like that. It was a blast of embers.
So what's the minimum pass?
22.
Okay, so
I don't have to touch the die.
You can net one it.
19 plus 13.
Even net one is a pass.
I'm telling you a net one sails and a net 20 succeeds, so...
On saving throws, nat 1's always fail.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
however, on ability checks, a nat 1, you still add your...
Modifier.
So, we want to go around the table, right?
Yep. Let's start with the ninja.
So my plus 12, plus Natalie's 10, plus my .5 on the...
Yeah, so you're 27. You're good. Oh, for Marcus, add plus 9.
You can roll. That's a 4.
Oh, I already rolled for him.
Yeah. Okay.
You're riding with him, so you might as well.
Yep. So I rolled a 19 plus 8 for a 27.
Okay.
And Marcus rolled a 2 plus not enough.
No.
So he's going to
take full from this.
It was a 4.
Right, you want to go through everybody first?
Yes, please. Bread Force.
19 plus 13 for...
32? 32. Yep. But so it is 22 for half, and 32 is nothing. I just figured I'd given up enough to do the fact.
Okay. So, on the die, I rolled a 6 again. But I get 9 for my dexterity and a 10 from the Bright Force, so 25.
20. So you take half.
Yeah,
I still use you as a shield accidentally. I'm
still being used as a shield.
Because he has evasion.
And yeah. Marcus.
And Marcus takes full.
I don't take anything.
Yes, and Bright, you take nothing because you're old hand. Yeah, that's not 21, 35, 37. This is points. This is magical slashing.
All right, so 37, 17,
8.
8 for me.
And you're right down from Mark.
I already did the 37, okay. So yep. I need 17.
Yeah. I'm a good D&D mather. I've been doing it since I was little. All right. Next up is a gasp of putrid poison. Who's not immune to poison?
Those two.
Advantage.
Okay, so the other two are immune, right?
Yes. Demon and I
immune.
Are both immune.
Advantage and so against is, so poison.
Is resistant.
Marcus is immune as well.
Marcus advantage is immune.
So you roll 2. Take the better. Shinsoku has to roll a d20. But you can be adding 5 because he's a. I'm sorry. You're adding 7 to your saves. Because
oh, okay.
So actually, you would be fine.
I would have not lost the
18.
So
he
has a sin charisma.
Actually, no. He's got an effect.
Okay.
What am I adding?
Constitution.
You said I'm adding 8 from him.
7.
50 plus.
That is not enough to take nothing. It is enough to.
Oh, how close was I?
3 off.
3. And this is a con, right?
Correct.
12 plus 10 plus 7, so 29.
Not enough. You still take half. Poison. No, you're gonna take half. You're gonna take half of half. So you're gonna take a quarter of this.
Okay.
That's cocked.
Yeah, it is.
That's cocked. That's cocked. Ha. No, you just knocked it off.
When you bumped it fell off in the corner there.
All right.
It was a 12, but it was 30, cocked.
41. And it 40, 43 for the full, so it'd be 21. So half of that is 10. Shinsoku is going to take 21. Shinsoku's like, I'm getting my ass fucked up on this flight.
I'm in pain. You should have been with me. You should have stayed.
He's like, I should have flown with Bright. I should have flown Air Bright for us.
Heather split the party.
He's a plus 7, though. I mean, it's not like it's bad.
Yeah.
No. All right. Then it's going to be a d6 to see which of the three you get. Because there's going to be...
We each get another one? Or is it just one extra?
It's one more.
Ah.
It's just I didn't have an extra stat to use, so...
4.
2. Dex.
Is it sad I was hoping for the poison again?
No? Why would you be sad? Why would that be sad? That makes total sense. And this is actually a hail of what looks like manticore spikes, which you don't know what they are, but... As a beast.
We've fought manticore before.
Oh, yeah. But it's like 8. It's like 150 times the size. It's huge. And it's throwing 1,000 spikes at
you. Huh. Oh, look. I passed.
How much?
I'm not anywhere near him. Shinsoku.
How much?
Not even jumping on the other side. What is your bonus to dexterity saves?
Dex. Her bonus is 12.
No, plus 13.
13.
For the save. Yeah.
Dex it. 22 for half. 32 for nothing. Did you roll yet?
3 times. 17. Out of these 4 rolls, this die has been a 6.
Change dice.
Three rolls in a row. Because I didn't roll the constitution. Because it was poison.
I got 30.
3 sixes in a row. What the total? Hell?
Yeah.
Not enough.
I know. So do I get a quarter?
You take half.
So I'm going to take half. Because I got a 9 plus 8 plus 7.
Suck. I take a quarter.
24.
I have a 32.
20. 30. 41. 30
did not take 50 any.
Even.
32.
If you took full, it's 50. If you took half, it's 25. Quarters, 12.
I'll take
and
12.
And Marcus's con plus 7. Is...
Oh, no, it's dex. It's plus 7. Oh, no, plus... dex is plus 9.
Plus... That's not counting as 7?
It is counting as
13 right? Plus 9 is 22.
So he made the half.
I take nothing.
Yes.
And you said 50...
50 even.
So 25 for half.
I'm really regretting coming in.
So who needs healing?
I need healing. Any Genji mains up in here? I don't play Overwatch, but I know some of the memes.
I'm not sure at half yet.
I'm sure there could be some healing passed around.
So, yeah. And
I'm not particularly bad.
We've been healed.
You guys missed out on 20 minutes of healing. Yeah. Maybe not 20, but it felt like it. All right.
Oh, that's the Daemon show. Wow, what do you expect?
No one here was surprised. All right. So, yeah, you guys are... You landed outside of a white fort. Probably 100 foot on a side. Actually, it'd be a white dome. And there are black cracks running up it all over. A quick perusal, you know, jumping over it, tells you that it's probably 80% covered in black cracks.
Hey, Boreo, what do you think of it? Of course I have it.
You hear a scream from inside when, you talk to it.
And we also
hear it. Yeah, everyone here hears it.
Okay, so, do I think if I channel healing towards it, my arcana maybe? Or should I just...
You don't see a door, so you see a white dome.
Can I make a religion
roll? Sure. Anyone has something they want to try and roll, tell me what it is and then roll it.
Or would you think Arcana might be better?
The answer is not Teen Girl Knowledge, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I'll do
Arcana. Do I think Arcana or Religion would be better?
I think they'll give different answers.
Do I see you anything?
I will support your Arcana if you support my Religion.
There are four beings.
You all. Two of them screaming in pain?
Four of them.
Well, that's not good.
What does True Sight... Nope, that's one.
What does True Sight give us, hero?
Good point.
Ah, yes.
That's what I was about to do.
There's...
Oh, right. That's from the sword.
That dome is an illusion. Or it isn't physical. You could probably walk through.
I say we go with the paladin first.
You walk in like a ball around the paladin.
Yeah.
The two paladins?
Everyone wants to surround Bright Force. Let's be clear.
I'm going to make the checks first.
Yeah, roll it.
Do I get advantage from
some of the... If I can heal you...
Knowing it's not physical, yes. Is it Arcana or Religion?
Religion for me will be Arcana from him.
You can roll. And you can aid each other. So if you want to each roll one die at a time, we'll do this. We'll do it.
I want you to know that I'm trying really hard to think
Is this the Arcana or the Religion?
Religion first.
I want you to know I'm trying to think.
13 plus 13? Well, yours is a higher total. So.
Yeah, 13 plus 17.
So 26 if we're using mine.
With a you use the higher bonus.
So you said you're 17?
17 for Religion.
So 30 total.
With a 30, this is a very high level 12, 13 level spell that is being eroded. It's not castable by mortals.
Gotcha.
That's what you get with that Arcana. And you know that, that touch of magic, you recognize it, but you've never seen it in a pure form. That's Zafiel's, or Scuthiel's.
What, the dome? Or yeah. The
dome is Scuthiel's magic, for sure. No question.
It could be the good part of him.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Nella, raise your hand. What?
How about a 17?
Can I?
You beat me by one.
Can I hit the dome incarnate?
No. Please don't.
It's protected magic.
I know.
You really don't want to do that.
Damn it.
You can do it.
It could be a turtle.
I do have an...
Why not?
By the way,
because that's the only thing protecting the angels inside.
I did think she might just do it without asking. I do. I do know what would happen. It isn't good.
I ask. I'm not bad. I don't just do
it. So 34.
34
for Arcana.
All right. On Arcana.
The first one was a religion, this one's
Arcana. So, yeah. What you're getting is that this is old, really old, and it's probably been up for 50, 40,000? But the cracks are new. The cracks are probably 2,000 years old, and they've just been slowly spreading, and it looks like you can tell that as they get higher up, where they are now,
they screwed up magic. My God!
Yeah.
What do you mean?
2,000 years ago, when the ship left.
Oh, yeah, it fucked all kinds of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not all that happened, but yes, that did happen.
Again, Heart of Gold.
I don't get the reference.
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
The Heart of Gold is the
a ship powered by the infinite improbability drive, which basically the more improbable something is to happen, the more likely it is to happen when that comes up for their travel.
So basically, the improbability of something happening is what powers the ship. So, two people getting tossed out of an airlock, being picked up by a spaceship, is so highly improbable, which is the reason why the Heart of Gold picked up Arthur and
Ford
to
save their lives.
Okay, I got it.
Because that happened to match what the improbability rate was at the moment.
Interesting. Okay. I did not know that.
So, yeah.
So the more improbable something is to happen.
I still love the radio play it's improbability 3-1, 2-1, 1-1, probably neutralized. Any problems you still have are therefore your own.
Yeah.
So, but what it tells you is there's something wrong. Mm. And
this is all on a psychic plane.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, we are not in the psychic plane. No, that's the thing. You think that's what you thought.
That was my thought.
Going out, we are not. You on tapped the plane. Into something way bigger.
Oh,
did
I
pick up? Oh, but the backlash on the way home. You're going to feel it tomorrow, and next week, and the week after that.
So this means I'm stretching my powers right
now. Dramatically. You're going to need to check on that, and we'll see how bad it is.
Because you didn't have the 30 to go in.
No, it was going to be really. That, by the way, that would have given an advantage on the save at the end. Yes, Nan. No.
No, we are in some sort of dummy plane.
Oh, no. Or no.
We're on the celestial plane. It's all fucked up. Or one of the other major
infernal plane.
With a knowledge roll that high about this is.
Well, the 30 kind of more. Piece it together.
Oh, yeah. I can see that the infernal plane is trying to crack the celestial plane.
This is the last bastion of a particular celestial plane. There's a bunch of them. But this the particular one where your celestials are from, that's the last piece that exists.
Yes, had that idea.
And something is eating it. And something you guys walk around it, right? You
can just take a look. We jumped over.
You walk around, and with Master Perception over there, I'm not going to bother making you roll. You see the outline of like hand from the inside. Looks like it's buoying it up. And you see a tattoo on the palm that you recognize is of Zaphiel's mark. And you see it as slow, like the one of the cracks at the end of the wall, and he's physically holding it back with his hand.
Could I do something?
Potentially.
If you grab your sword, we're tackling you.
She goes for the sword, but then she's like, no, never mind, I'm joking.
Marcus is full-ass football tackle. He's not as strong as you are. He's pretty strong.
He's
just well encouraged.
I immediately think mending.
He has a belt that adds 4 to all his things.
That's what I'm talking about.
Would something work?
You don't. I'm gonna help you with this. You don't have magic that can affect this. This is a whole nother level, literally.
So I got a question.
Yes.
Do I think my pool of damage healing stuff be able to patch some of the damage if I focus it?
No, you have damage to deal out.
It is from ethereal, so I figure it is
There is no healing to it. We talked about it. Your healing pool isn't your damage pool isn't. Actual damage. It is. It's the damage you took in. You're giving back the opposite of what you want right now.
Okay. So I thought you had said the.
It's like a reversal rather than actual like healing.
Okay.
The dome was made by the one that it.
Yes.
Protected. So could I not do some healing wise?
You could try, and there's a chance it works, but it's a very low.
What if I cast magic?
What if I did fairies and just worked together with the power of friendship?
Mass heal would buy it another hour.
Sounds worth it right now.
Maybe.
700 hit points?
It looks like it has days left.
Okay.
Weeks even, but it is getting worse and worse. And you, with how high of an arcana you guys got, you know at a certain point there is a point of no return. And that
is
approaching.
Really
but your hour wouldn't buy it. You couldn't stymie that. You could just make it so the people inside live, the beings inside exist.
All right. So
you can walk through it though, like no problem. You want to go into the top where there's no
cracks.
Black deathness.
Yes.
Yes, black deathness. That's what we're calling it.
I feel like though,
might not be as easy.
I know you keep saying nothing, but I feel like that's something that my character.
What? Just try and heal it?
Is to heal it.
So you're touching the black cracks because there is no white left down lower. You can fly up and find a white spot and touch it.
Yeah.
Roll me a strength charisma check.
Before she does this, I will try to talk to him. I have to try.
I'm sorry. Who?
Zaphael.
You hear a scream.
Ethereal.
Another scream.
Boreal?
I'll repeat again. You hear a scream.
Test all names.
Yeah, you try all the names and you hear a scream each time. And and as you watch, you see a spark of blackness shoot up in you. Every time you say a name,
stop distracting.
A crack grows.
Okay, so can you try to link with
them? I don't want to distract them. Just talking to them made that happen. If we try talking to them psychically, it may make it
10 plus 7 for 27.
No, just a charisma.
So you add your charisma. So
just your charisma 10. Stack.
Charisma so modifier.
So you, three? Yeah. Nope. No, plus 10.
I said that, 17 plus 10.
Oh, you rolled a 17, okay.
Yeah.
What the fuck? you said 10 plus, I was very confused.
Yeah,
she pulled around.
I know, I did a reverse, I'm
Stop
sorry.
It, don't pull around.
I didn't mean to. I could have done 27 Okay. Equals 17 plus 10, but that would have been really fucked up.
That would actually make sense, but okay. So, with a roll that high, you see, okay. Most people don't have that ability. It's not possible to roll that. Some Celestials don't roll that high. You ghost through the wall.
I ghost?
But you don't, but you pass through, where you leave behind an iridescent thing that's destroyed, that actually eats away at the black at the blackness.
I did something!
Let's cross through there.
Yeah, you're pretty sure that ball pretty is an entrance that has no chance of hurting you. She gave you a safe entrance. I'll have you roll to see if you can get in without getting clipped. Make a hole. She literally made a hole.
All right.
Yay! Everybody.
And she bought like an hour because she net rolled bonkers.
All right. So we enter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you enter inside and it is an idyllic plane. But the problem is you see that there are.
Four people at the corner pointing open. Right?
The only person at the corner is on the edge is Zafiel, and he is 10 feet tall, ripped muscles, clad in like golden armor with a huge shield. Doesn't even have a weapon. It's a huge shield that looks like it has got a spot for two hands. It's two shields, which you notice one of them is Ed slash with it. Yeah. And he has both his shields on his back, and he's holding up against the wall, and he's just going, "You'll not get my family."
Okay.
The other three are in the center, and they are channeling as much magic as they possibly can pump out. But you watch as, like, you watch another crack go, and you watch as, like, the black lightning shoots down and strikes into them. And Ethereal turns to look at Damon and says, "You shouldn't have come.
We're here to help."
She looks at Royal and says, "You said you chose him, right?" And he says, "Beggars can't be choosers, sister." And
Smart.
Exactly. And Hastiel says, "You see what I deal with every day? You see this? 2,000 years of this." But I'll describe each of them because you can finally get to see what I describe Zafiel very. Imagine the stereotypical knight, but in bigger armor, like a fortress knight kind of thing. The general from Fire Emblem. It's a very vivid picture if you've ever seen one. Then you have. Ethereal is like stereotypical ranger garb, but it's all out of gold and golds and silvers. Got a massive sword, looks a lot like the one Demon has. No, has a sheath, no sword, that looks like it would match Demon's sword exactly, as well as a huge bow that's like 8 feet tall, 10 feet tall when curved, on her back, and no quiver for her. Hastiel is your stereotypical mage. He has a gold and silver robes with stars running that actually like shoot through them. Looks like the night sky. Looks like a meteor swarm or meteor shower. And he has on at his feet you see there's a wizard's. But you also see there's like on his hip there's a chalkboard, like a little chalkboard with combat math on it, like this angle for a better strike to do that kind of thing. And he watches it like pans across. You know, obviously he's still thinking about fighting, even if he's not doing it. And then Boreal is, I'm trying to think of the nerdiest thing I can think of. Urkel. Suspenders, you know, high jean shorts.
I'd have gone with scholar, you know, an old scholar look.
But like it would look just like the
mage. Assassin's Creed.
Oh, no. I mean, imagine what Volo looks like. If you've ever seen like a picture of what Volo with the hat and the backpack with the bedroll, and he's got a stack of books like attached to his hip. You know, with a leather strap holding him, four leather straps holding him, and you see the listed tome of understanding, tome of leadership, and you know, like,
ooh.
You look, and he says no, and he just moves on.
For those that don't know, those are the Stat Increase books.
Yeah, you also see Tome of Vile Darkness, Tome of Exalted Deeds.
Okay,
Tome of the Stilled Tongue, all the artifact books. He has a copy, and as you watch,
or the original.
Or the original, probably. And as you watch, another one is forming, but it's very, very slow. You can get the hint of what it might. And it's shaped like a tablet. Someone's working on a new artifact, and he will get the original as soon as it's created. You just inherently know that. Like, the original will swap places with him to keep it safe. Or would have kept it safe.
Yeah, I was about
Less
to say.
Less safe now, but it would have been safe before. And they look to Zafiel, like, or to Scuthiel and say, "You're in charge. You're the one saving all our lives." And he says, "I'm a bit busy. Talk to Scuthiel." Fuck. And you watch as like the spike that's going through his hand just writhes and cuts at the back of his hand. But he's a tank. He's doing it to keep his family safe.
Do I think putting healing magic directly might allow him to hold better?
Where does your healing magic come from?
I undo wounds, as you just described.
You might have a shot. Maybe I hate. Do you still have the healing power set?
Yeah.
Roll that.
Power check.
Yeah, straight up power check. When's the last time you did a healing power?
It's been a while. It's
last session, actually. But before that, a long time.
Second session.
Yep.
Let's heal the guy before he hits the pavement.
and absolutely gets pancaked.
He did it.
Yeah. He rolled like a 19, I think.
I have something I'd ask about.
I have a thought that we involves all have, you.
How does a 28 sound? I rolled 18 on the
die. Yeah. Still have a
Bardic inspiration die.
Bardic die? Yeah, sure. Why not?
You're looking for it, too. That's a one. I'm going to laugh really hard.
I will cry.
It's a five.
Okay.
Yay!
You watch as the wound, the spike exits his...
healing spell do I use?
You don't.
Oh.
You channel your healing power.
Now, you don't feel like you could do that again.
Ever.
And for at least a day.
Over the next couple months, that particular ability is actual damage removal. That is like, you essentially reverse 2,000 years of damage in... months. If you tried it again, you'd probably burn your powers out. You feel them. You've never felt your powers strained before.
When I went into the elevator, it felt stupid.
No. That's removal. This is like when you work out too hard and then you try and walk the next day and you're like, oh fuck my life! Why did I do this to myself?
Or like when I was helping you move that TV to your dorm room, and the next day I'm just like, am I having a fucking heart attack? My arm hurts.
Yeah. Yes.
That wasn't a small TV.
That was not.
But yeah, so that's you pulled a power muscle just now.
I've done that.
Yes. Yes, you have. Rico has.
Rico just kind of looks like, yeah.
And you just don't fuck with that for a little bit. Wait for it to heal. And you hope it heals.
You know, I'm pretty sure I've got that coming too.
Oh.
So.
Can I get another Bart?
You have a.
Yeah, I can give you another one.
Yes. Still have your buddy?
The spot?
Yes.
Are you referring to the spot?
I don't know if I like this idea.
You've got another
Bart. Can talking. I'm going to see if I can talk to Boreal.
Bit busy, but I can. My brother did say to talk to Scuthiel, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm willing to listen. You seem more my speed.
So we have a couple of followers, things that we can summon. Mine is attached to the elemental plane of water. His is elemental plane of shadow.
Negative energy.
Can we use those to help push back what's coming?
He thinks on it for a moment because it's a real question. You're bringing an external power.
Mm-hmm. Because I can also push.
If you were actually here, yes.
That doesn't mean anything.
You were astral projected here. I don't know how you pulled that. It's a very it's a very stupid and dangerous thing to do.
Hi, my name's Rico. Have we met?
Scoop doesn't like this one. He's got balls. All right. Have you thought about how trebuchet?
A few times, and then my brain hurts.
Me too.
Since we're not here, where our abilities are not going to be able to... Is there something
did
that...
Did I not just prove that wrong?
No. Your powers will work, but an actual physical summon will...
Will not manifest.
It won't be a true manifestation, which is what we would need to actually have enough. If you could somehow get here, which I don't recommend, theoretically, but...
Does anyone have a tuning fork for here?
No.
Okay.
So...
Because I have plane shift.
The problem is you don't get to pick where you land.
But you suggest, if I remember.
Correct, but you don't get to pick. And if you end up on the other side of the planet, it's literally a planet, you die. Not you're hurt. You die. D-I-E. So, but good thought.
Well, is there, since it is fire and hell, can we try to wash some of it back?
So, the trio of... Not people who aren't... by the way, Zafiel has turned around and thanked you. He's still holding the wall up.
Okay.
But that he says, thank you very much. I feel touch of my power running through you, but it's so weak. And he points at your hand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like it's to detect my kind.
Yes. I was... The Boreal had me to go find all descendants. Okay. All of his descendants that
were... Hey guys, there was a lot last time we checked, right? And they're like, no, it's been a lot... You've been out of it for a while, Scoothiel.
They don't give him a nick. They don't shorten the names.
Oh, Scoot. Scoot. It's Scoot Bore, because he's boring.
That's so mean.
Izzy for Ethereal, and Hastiel is Haas. But I'm going to get that wrong. I keep saying Scoothiel. They should have been, not Scoothiel. Talk to Hastiel. is what they were telling him to talk.
Okay.
My bad. He said, talk to Scooby. Let's talk to myself. I'm fucking stupid.
Yeah. That's where I was confused.
Maybe
he had two identities that he switches between.
That's me being a spaz. So, Scoothiel / Scoot / Zophiel says, wait, so how many do I have left? He's got a lot, but they're not.
I go to explain that Dracula has taken over.
And you say the word Dracula, and he falls to...
Oh.
Pulse.
Okay. It is all around this...
Fuck.
Okay. Like, there's some kind of infection, and it's running through Scoothiel's core.
Is there anything I can do to fix / correct this?
It's a soul wound. It's not a mind.
We got a person for that.
Who?
The president.
She's not here.
But we do know somebody that works with the soul.
She's also the fucking president, but I get what you're saying. Yeah. And also, how would you ask to project back? The fact that you hit this on target is insane, you know? And Marcus walks up and says, I'll take it. I'll take this body transfer.
Hold on. This is me, Mike, trying to figure something, but I have the mental defenses because of my training, and would this...
So that protects your mind.
Right.
Your soul is entirely different. It runs throughout your whole body. It powers your everything. People can train their soul. It's your soul. It's difficult, and but to protect it, it's got natural protection. It's really difficult, and it would take the hundreds, if not thousands of years to get it right. Like, if you had, I don't know, an aged golden dragon, you're shot of being able to quit in this. Theo wouldn't be able to do it. If you could, theoretically, on the best day, Amara could do something. But it wouldn't be fixing it, it'd be delaying. The only thing is, essentially someone has to sacrifice themselves to eat, and they will immediately die. Like, seconds. But it'll be enough time that Scoot can pulse and throw the shell back far enough to let them escape. This plane is dead. I thought of one way to save it, and I've been thinking about this. So, if you guys come up with a way to fucking save it, good on you. But like I said, I thought up the problem, and it took me 2 months to come up with this. So, and as Marcus says, I'll take it. I'll take the soul wound. You told me my daughter's alive? That's phenomenal. I can't ask for anything more than that. Keep KK safe.
If he's going to sacrifice, is there a way that I can reach across planes with my psychic powers?
You are currently astral-projecting. That would be stretching you two ways.
Yeah.
I'm letting you know that that is what you'd be doing.
I know. And I'm doing it for a purpose, though.
Oh, no. Yeah. It's a very noble thing to do.
Yeah.
It's not damage dumb. It's potential power set law. This is Paul letting you know that, like, this is a full burnout. Kind of, if you fuck it up.
But that's a very noble thing, so you should honor
if you fuck it up.
I would have spent time with the Atlanteans.
Yeah.
So, I will give him one last... I mean, if we're accepting that he's going to take this...
You guys can also try and figure out a solution to fix the plane. You have all the pieces you need. They do exist.
Well...
I'll tell you what you're working with, just so you know all the players. Ethereal is a 20th level of all the sneaky, stabby, shooty classes. The expert classes, if we're talking like the 1D&D. Scoothiel / Zophiel is all that for the fighter class.
Warrior.
The warrior classes. Mage for Hastiel, and then priest for Boreal. Imagine they are epic levels of those, okay? You have Marcus is a 20th level pal of devotion. He is a staunch defender. Oh no, sorry, he'd be a vengeance because he's ethereal. But he is an absolute beast of a man. He doesn't, and he's got his belt that is basically making him is buoying him up to be demigods. He has 24s in all stat. And you have yourselves, and you have the teamwork you can put together because I've been a team long enough now that you know how to teamwork your shit. That is the information I'm going to get.
I have one question before we get too far into it. If we don't save the plane, but we save the four here...
They move. It isn't good, but they do move. It means that there's another plane of darkness that will outnumber the plane. It's a bad thing, but it's a bad thing for about 10,000 years. But it's not a bad thing you can ever undo. It's a permanent effect.
So we gotta try to save...
Saving these four Celestials is important.
No, actually, well...
But, you know... And no, Wish isn't going to undo it.
Yep.
I take it back. Wish could be parts, but you'd need other things to go with.
So this is a demi-plane, correct?
No.
This is a full plane.
Yeah.
Full plane.
Think it's like adjacent to the Elysian Fields or adjacent to Bytopia. It's a lesser plane. Like, it's not nearly as big.
All right.
But That's if you think about it in that realm.
And,
right?
Okay. So, and it's Dracula's plane that's kind of infecting.
Or at least
recently. There was a demonic influence before.
Okay.
And Dracula says, ooh, delicious, and then he tapped it. And essentially, he's trying to kill Steel. That's the long and the short of it. You're smart enough to figure that out.
Yeah.
And if he can be the one to get the last whack in, he can drain the power. And then become almost unstoppable.
So how does casting...
You are astral projecting. You would not...
Okay.
That's why you couldn't teleport to that. You had to jump. Teleportation didn't work.
If we remove Dracula's influence, would they be able to recover and protect them?
No.
Okay.
And we can't just psychic surgery the black shit?
No.
No.
It's working with physics.
Yes, but this is physical shit and also mental black
and also shit. It's not just Dracula shit. It's also demonic influence.
Do I think if I returned to her, would she be more powerful?
Absolutely.
Problem is, your astral projection, you don't have the sword.
No, it's physical. It's a soul item.
Oh, okay.
But then you would...
If it's part of the solution...
Oh, no, she could give it back. If it didn't
Would this
burn
help
out.
in the situation?
It could be a piece. Mm-hmm. It would not be a solution in and of itself.
I will offer her... Because it's doing me no good what we're seeing.
So, yeah, she'll wear it, and you notice it glows, and it, like, the little nicks and dings on it all fade away.
It's an artifact. Artifacts
yeah,
get me.
Exactly. You're like, I can't fix it. It just looks like it. And you don't feel your attunement fade.
Okay. So when I leave, I can be pretty again.
We also have one other person.
Marcus?
Hero.
Wow. Okay.
Because I still haven't... We haven't tapped into him for... And
he looked through the dome and said, you guys can...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to see if Hero has a suggestion or a thought that we could do.
You just need to kill the hive.
Which is where? Did you see it on the way in?
No, but tell her it is. It's not that complicated. And he goes off into like a short but long for how long you think you have left explanation of, well, duh, I've dealt with this kind of demonic taint before. It's not that tough. And yes, it is. But he doesn't think it is.
Now, if we can bring
because I remember what he did to the last demon that did things to me.
Exactly. He fucked it up.
Uh-huh.
And moved on. So that's if you can destroy the hive that's generating this miasma, this place would be back to normal and faster if you guys stayed, but your souls are fraying, so that's probably not a great
thing. No, probably not.
I mean, so, you probably got a couple days. Eh, I think, well, your bodies are fine now, but it's not great.
And where do we gotta go?
Give us a direction.
And he says, talk to them. I know it's here. It's within like 150 miles.
Hey, Bora, there's a hive here. We need to destroy it.
What do you mean?
There's a hive generating this
miasma.
Which direction is all the black stuff coming in normally?
And he kind of like, it's been there so long, but he's got perfect memory.
Which direction did it come from? It encroached
from, he points like due east, like east and a little bit north. It came from that way originally. We kind of brushed it off and blew it away, but it came back stronger.
Oh, well, that's the issue. We got to destroy that.
You destroy it. If we destroy the source, then everything should return to
normal. I mean, that'd be phenomenal. Well, so. And Ethereal brightens up and she says, with my sword back, I'm going to need you to hold down the fort, though.
Sure thing.
And he looks at all of you. She looks at all of you and says, it's not going to be pleasant, but you're going to need to provide all the power you can this place up while I'm gone. I should only be gone a minute.
Okay.
Well. All right.
Well,
the new one that we just put into the system.
Yep.
That would probably help.
You do know what state ends concentration. Things that end. There are things that end concentration. I'm just not to me, but that's
right.
Stunned condition does.
Right, but everything requires a save, so...
Yes, there are saves.
You have to be...
That is the plan.
Or Marcus.
You existing is gonna make this next part actually possible.
So, are we just going to be taking Ethereal's spot in the...
lineup.
The circle?
And
are we each taking our respective spot along with Reflection?
That's exactly it. But you know what that means?
I have a harder time.
He's by himself.
I'll be with you with the power of friendship.
You just make sure you're standing within 10 feet of her.
10 feet of me, please.
All right.
And Marcus on the other side.
All right. This is the culmination of the Damon show, to be clear. This is the end of that plotline I had built for him so many moons ago. What it's going to be is you're going to make one of each save just wrong.
Okay.
The DC is 25 each.
I'll get you one.
And you're going to get cracked.
As long as you got it.
For everyone you fail.
Give him one.
I already did.
Yep. And I might need extra.
And it happens instantaneous. It's all at one time, so there's no... Buff him up as hard as you can right now.
Okay.
Because he's going to be...
I already have the birthday.
The other thing is I could take... Well, if I took his spot, would I...
You don't resonate with Ethereal, so there's no way.
I resonate with both two of them, so...
It's all Stuchel checks.
And
his power of friendship. And I'm here to buff. I'm a buffer. I'm the buff. What else do I have? I am the buff.
You are pretty buff.
I'm buff, the buff, and the power of friendship. That's all I am.
You know what spell would actually be helpful? Heroism. Immunity to fear.
I'll do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
You won't have to make the wisdom save.
Well, his best save.
I regain 10 no. temporary hit points it's when free. The spell ends.
It's a free pass. Are you going to take away the free pass? I'll take it away.
Like, I'm keeping that free pass.
It's the first level spell.
It's not the best save. Dex
is right.
Wisdom is 10, but 10 from her as well.
Yeah, okay.
All right. So here's the thing. The DC is 25, flat. There's a bad thing that happens each time you fail. Yeah.
Are we each making saves or...
The Damon Show, remember?
This one is just him. This is the Fuck Damon Up Show. But you know what? How about this? The DC will be 20 plus a D6, and you'll each roll a D6. No, 22 plus a D6. Could be 23, could be 20. A little bit of fluctuation in the magic.
So we're each rolling a D3?
Rolling a D6 to add
the
So it's starting at 22.
And then
you guys determine how
hard. Let's say 20, it is. Starting at 21, because it could be 27.
Okay. So 21 plus a D6. And it's.
I'm going to have each of you roll it, so I'm the bad guy.
Oh, okay. So
I love that.
All right.
The power of friendship, Paul.
So let's start with strength. And I gotta go. I gotta make sure I have enough damage.
But you get her plus 10.
Yep. Question. I know I asked this earlier, but now that we're on the inside of it and I'm resisting stuff, protection from evil.
It would give you advantage on. It would give you advantage on the charisma. It's not immunity, but advantage.
Seeing as you don't have your 20 in charisma anymore,
and with I take it back. Rico could theoretically soak the int save for him. Because the mental link.
Could soak the int save?
Yeah.
So if I fail it, you take it.
Exactly. You could take the damage.
Okay.
But you take it unmitigated right into the dome.
Okay.
I have a question. All the damage is going to come in...
At one time.
At one
time.
There
is no healing available.
In between.
I am 1 point short of full.
She's like, lay on hands. Point.
But don't die in the tears.
And I am actually going to do this with an app because I don't want to have to roll
that. I'm gonna also redo my deft explorer to hopefully have higher amount of temporary hit points.
And then you give yourself the one, right?
Unless Natalie wants inspiring leader.
And gave him 26 temp HP.
Okay.
So is it?
Yep.
So you give a 10-minute speech.
Yeah, what is the topic of this speech?
Don't fuck up for 26 minutes.
Power of positive thinking.
It'd probably be about a movie that she recently saw. That would be the 10-minute speech, and it's somehow related to what we're doing, and that's the 10-minute speech, and then that's the end. That's it.
Remember, nothing is impossible. It just hasn't happened yet.
Exactly. Boom. With the power of friendship, anything is possible.
Nothing is impossible. It just hasn't happened yet.
Holy shit. So you got your numbers now?
So you're immune to the fifth. Okay, so I only need to roll 5.
So, folks at home, put in your guesses as to how many dice he's actually throwing at us.
The fact that I didn't get the dice at out.
One person.
You to save to... an entire world.
I get you.
And by the way, the ant one is the one you can soak for him.
Mm-hmm. Can we soak it?
No.
So I'm working without my charisma, correct?
Correct. You do get advantage on it, so just make sure you...
So I am currently unattuning to the sword, just for the Beanie Beyond.
Hmm? You will do... Yeah, so Natalie, you're going to roll this is the strength one? The DC is 27.
Whoops.
27.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
You said you were going to roll this one that kept rolling ones, and then you rolled the one that rolled the all sixes.
No, I'm so sorry. Okay.
So
it is what it is.
I need to roll a 15 or higher.
Roll it.
Because I have a 2 strength.
You have luckies.
I got 2 luckies. The first three inspirations.
That's inspirations.
Second, third, fourth. Honestly, the damage could be way worse for what I rolled.
Paul?
You got this, boss. We also have a crap ton of inspiration.
That you do. And you can burn all of it on it.
Okay, I need.
So you have a lucky?
I got a lucky, because that was a 2.
Third lucky for the night.
Oh my god.
Second lucky, yep. I used one only.
Yeah, you used one the time before on a skill check.
Okay.
Yeah, you've used 2 tonight.
Not this night. That's a 5.
Oh my god.
Okay, inspiration.
From myself?
Well, do you want to inspire this one? Or do you want to inspire one that he has a better chance of making?
It's a 25% chance of me actually making
it. Exactly. Is this the one you inspire? I don't think it is.
We don't know the damage.
How about this? I know what the damages are, so I cannot advise. Somebody had to show me.
I did it on purpose, because you do the math.
And so, the next problem is, it will break my concentration. My protection is going good.
It's all happening at once.
No, it's all happening at once, so it's
so you're going to get that effect.
You're going to keep the effect all the way through, and then afterwards, it's all the damage that you have taken will be the
amount
that
And I'm not telling you the damage until after everything's done. So Art's just going to do little check marks for the five things.
All right,
and make her fail.
Do we want to use inspiration?
Before we actually get going, I was already planning on doing...
Oh, afterwards?
Uh-huh.
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Assuming he's not dead, yeah.
Outright, yes.
I think I rolled high. I might have. I don't
know. I don't know.
I don't know what his full HP
is. But that is what I'm planning on doing is with the moment...
Yeah.
With the temporary hit point, 195.
Okay. I know things now. All right, so roll...
I've been keeping track on candy bags.
Are you eating it? Or are you...
This one, I will fight tooth and nail for.
So, fail. Okay. Next. Mike, roll a d6.
5.
This is the good one for him to have a high thing on, though.
So I started at 20.
Ah. And the DC is 27.
No, 26.
26.
30.
You take none. All right. 3.
Con.
Con. 5 total. Because you negated the 1. Yeah, which is good. You saved him a lot of damage. Art, hit it.
What the fuck, guys?
It's able to be fucking him, so man. All right, we got a 6, 5, 6 again. Con save DC 27.
I start with an 18.
Roll a 9.
No, I'll roll higher.
Yes.
Please.
9 with.
I don't care.
That's a 2. So all right, I burn my first inspiration.
You'll burn your inspiration.
Oh, and just for flavor, you watch Ethereal. She leaves the dome up the hole she made, Bright Force made, and is streaking toward. Like you see just a bolt of light. Going, that direction.
It'd be cool if I could see that.
You can.
I am too busy facing a different section of the sphere.
Don't die. All right, roll.
14, I make it.
Yay!
All right, that is a...
32.
It's half.
Is it poison damage?
Untyped. It's half damage. Because he made the save, but he didn't...
I made the save by 5.
He didn't beat it by 10. Which is what I've done for all max. Okay. Nothing.
So I need 37.
It wasn't like it was a good chance of making it. You could have done it if you're old high
next
enough.
Next is Int.
Int.
And don't worry if you don't make it.
I rolled a 2.
And this one.
I rolled a 2.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right. 23.
I need a 5 or higher. Yeah. No, I was trying to figure out if, because I had a 14 on the die for the last one, if I was high enough. But no, I only made about 5. So I needed a... That's an 8. 8, 26. That beats it.
I will soak that.
Recall, take half of that. Last roll.
Ignore the wisdom.
Yeah, I already ignored that.
So
we're on charisma.
Correct. At advantage.
At advantage. I started at minus 1.
So 9. Plus 9.
4.
So that means it's DC 25.
As he picks up the bardic inspiration.
What's the
12? So he's rolling again with an operation.
You do keep the inspiration.
Good, it's a 5.
You're like, I like that number.
What was the
high die was a 7. Plus 9 for 14. So 19.
Wouldn't that have made?
Yep. That's a 19 on the high die.
That makes it.
Does it beat it by 10?
Oh, yes, because he adds 10 for her.
So it's plus. 9 plus 19, making it 28 plus 5 more, 32.
You take nothing.
Oh.
No, you still take half.
Because I missed it by 1.
Yep.
Unless Natty would have given me her cloak of protection.
Yeah, it takes an hour to attune, and you don't have that kind of time.
I could have given us an hour.
No, you're in an astral plane, so you couldn't physically touch it to attune. All right, so, Art, what's the final total, please?
So, he takes full damage from the first one.
67.
So 67.
Nil from the second.
None from the second. Half from the third.
That's 45.
What was the first number?
Hang on.
67. then 45.
1 second.
He's applying damage individual.
47 is the haft, or is it already haft?
67 was the full, then 45 is the half.
That is already halved, okay. Yes.
Next.
Rico takes
half Wait, of...
That was... Oh, right, because he ignored the dex.
Yes.
Ignored the dex one.
Right.
Okay. You take, you're going to take half of 485, so... And the last one you ignore. You took half of it, so 37. I don't think I dropped you.
Nope. How much did you take, Mike?
I took 42.
I would have had 40.
Okay. And then I need to grab a couple of the D8s back.
He'll take care of himself.
Okay.
Actually, no. It's more efficient for you to do it.
Yeah.
But it builds my pool.
Yeah,
that's okay. You get to heal. It's okay. You'll still build your pool.
Oh, life transference.
That's what I was planning on doing.
I have healing stuff.
Huh?
What level are you casting?
Eighth.
Uh huh.
Holy shit. Okay.
I guess the dice right.
I was gonna say, I have healing.
Yes, but
double. He heals double.
He takes some of his hit points and then doubles the amount.
And then doubles them.
Let's just hope you survive it.
Why? I get to heal him then.
True.
Because he was topped off. He shouldn't be rolling enough dice to kill himself.
Art. He's okay. Wizard, so okay. You never know.
I topped him.
Okay.
18, 20, plus 24, so 44, 45, 52.
So doubled to a 4? 52?
Oh, wrong one. I just put that number in the damage section.
You were like, I died, damn it. You have died.
I got better.
If you'd gone to 0 HP, it would have woke you out of existence.
Yep. Oh, better than what I thought.
Sorry. Your body'd be fine. Nothing home.
There's nobody home anyway. They checked.
Ting, ting, ting.
I honestly thought I'd be corrupted and then I had to start fighting them.
Nope.
It's a good thing I gave up my sword.
Yeah.
No, it would have wiped you out and then your body would have just disintegrated and taken everything on you.
Sad.
Yeah. Well. Now I get to...
Wow, Paul.
That was 15 d10 five times.
Wow, Paul, you're heartless.
So, for the people playing at home, there you have it. 15 d10 five times.
Yeah.
Six.
No wonder you're like... No. With your dance.
And now Rob continues the healing play.
So, I'm going to do the narrative of them on the episode. So as Demon absolutely gets racked and with pain as his body just explodes with the celestial magic that runs through his body and just he is bleeding from everywhere, you see Ethereal streak off toward where you Boreal said the hive was, and you see what looks like a thermonuclear
explosion. Ooh, pretty.
And then you see something shiny and silver shoot back up in the air, and that takes a minute over there, 30 seconds or so. Then she flies back, and she is beaten, bloody, bruised, and just like leaking magic. And she sits back. She says,
"Mass heal.
Or feel heal."
I cast mass heal.
Good. You did 1/100th of her hit point.
You know what that does to my pool?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, no.
I'm not going to get to use this.
Everyone takes a short rest. Fuck! So she goes, ow, yeah. Archdevils, apparently. That was fun. She hands you back your sword, and it is... It's dented, it's dinged.
And then she runs her fingers along
the blade, and it goes from, it was all silver like a wheel. Now it has a golden cold silver steel with silver blade. Perfect.
Re-equipping.
And you watch as Zafiel, Scoot/Scoothiel/Zafiel, sits down in the middle and just says, and passes out. And with that, it's time to end. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.